Oh, there's a third one coming in. There's a third one coming in. Mulder on my tail. They're on my tail. Oh, wait a minute. Zombie wardens don't have tails. Nice and fine. He's fine. He's oh, we're taking points no matter what. Oh, no, no. Oh, my God. Nice one. Oh, there he is. He's back in the way. Yo, I need to. Okay, regeneration. Yes.
Oh, God, no. Run.
One down. Come on, please, please, please.
Let's do that.
One more. It's just Goldie. Where'd she go? Okay, she should be blind.
Yes.
Okay, cool, go. We got up the hill, and we are out of here. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got away. And now we can unlock our new combat upgrade, Infection. But we can't use it. Because this ability literally...
Blessings on you tonight. Blessings on each of you tonight. And thank you for dialing in to our prophetic prayer partnership. It is a joy to have you as a prayer partner. I cannot express that enough. And that's why I always open up these sessions by appreciating your consistency. And even those of you who are dialing and logging in for the very first time, it is an honor to have you as a prayer partner. It is an honor to have you join us on this call. I believe that all things begin with prayer. There is absolutely no gift that can accelerate, no gift that can expand without prayer. I believe that because we pray, we have an access to the open heavens. And God begins to reveal to us the mysteries of heaven, the mysteries of his will. We can say nothing except the Lord give it to us to say. We cannot just say it because we have the mouth or the free will or the expansive vocabulary just to say. Throwing words without an unction is frivolous. We must seek the Lord and find out what his will is and be compliant. And we also must be submitted to say what he said, repeat as he has given to us to say. And so tonight, I am excited to join you. I'm excited that you're joining me. I'm excited that we are in cohesion and we are coming together in a mighty collaboration tonight to go up in the spirit. God is up to something. God is up to something, and you are on the mind of God. We have been talking throughout the entire month of February concerning our connection to God, maintaining our connection to God, ensuring that nothing gets in the way of our connection to God. Can I share with you that there are going to be things that will attempt to do so? There are going to be things that will attempt aggressively to get in between our connection to God. But we have to become so determined not to allow anything to get in between that connection. Nothing should have the access to disrupt, to convolute, to destroy, to separate. Nothing should be able to come in and create such a distraction or a distortion to the connection that we have to God. You know, and while these subjects may seem redundant, like we're repeating we're kind of sounding like a broken record, the reality is that there is a reason why, watch this, we hear messages more than once or twice. They are not just for confirmation or witness, but they are also for warning. There is a reason why God is drawing us in and he is drawing to us. The connection, the demarcation, the distinction must be clear in this next hour. Who is on the Lord's side? We must be able to be distinct, and we must be able to be easily detected amidst a crowd of people. These are they who stand on the side of Jehovah. I stand on the side of God. And in that, we must also be careful of the things that come to again disrupt that very stance, that very connection. There's going to always be things trying to get in the way. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What's going to do it for you? Will it be the hard things that you go through? Will it be your distresses? Will it be your persecutions? Will it be famine? Will it be nakedness, peril, or sword? What is the Achilles heel for you? What is your deal breaker for your connection to God? What is it that if it happens or if it occurs, that will be the thing to make you walk away from God? See, if you're sitting on this call tonight and you are just frivolously saying, oh, no, none of those things will ever be able to separate me from the love of God or interrupt my connection to God, please know that your words will be tested. Your confessions will be tested. For it is the assignment of the enemy to disrupt the connection between God's creation and God himself. Are these things going to be able to get in the way? Will the overwhelming happenstance or occurrences of your life be able to stop your pursuit of the presence of God? Will it make you stop trusting God because you're going through a season of persecution? Or maybe perhaps a time of great warfare and a time of great opposition? If the sword is raised against your house, will it cause you to say, I'm done? I'm no longer going to serve God? Remember that it was Jeremiah who went through something very familiar. In fact, Jeremiah went through something with a co-laborer, a man who was supposed to be a servant of the Lord. A man who was supposed to be a senior statesman in the kingdom of God set up Jeremiah, which caused him to be whipped, which caused him to be embarrassed and humiliated, put in stocks wrongfully, put in the middle of the town, bleeding before everybody. And I'm telling you, Jeremiah said to God, "You have confused me. You have left me in the state of confusion." Jeremiah said, "I thought I was your servant. I thought that your hand was upon me. And here I am at one of the lowest points of my life. Here I am embarrassed and humiliated. Here I am beaten up. Here I am bleeding profusely. Here I am wrongfully imprisoned. Here I am, a laughing stock in the middle of the entire town. The entire populace is looking at me." And the scripture says that Jeremiah said, "I got into this kind of trouble all for preaching your word, all for prophesying as you have commanded me." He said, "And I am in derision." In other words, I am in between the point of holding on and letting go. I don't know what to do where I am right now. And that's what Paul is giving us. There's going to be times where the sword is raised against us. There's going to be time where the peril is going to be so overwhelming, so difficult, so hard for any of us to bear. Some of you may even be there right now. And the truth is that you, like Jeremiah, are in derision. Don't know what to do. Head is all over the place. Thoughts are all over the place. Feelings are all over the place. Can I get any witnesses on this call tonight? Anybody know what I'm talking about? And sometimes the honesty of our vulnerability is where our deliverance is. The Bible says that it was during that time when Jeremiah was honest in his vulnerability. I don't know where I am. I am just outside of myself dealing with this. I am stretched. I am perplexed. I am confused. And it was in that moment, the Bible says, that God then quickens the spirit of the prophet. He said, "But your word," just when I was ready to let go, just when I was ready to stop trusting you, just when I was ready to stop serving you, just when I was ready to break covenant, just when I was ready to abandon my post, your word came in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones. What's going to do it for you? What's going to do it for you? Is it going to be hardness? Is it going to be distresses? Is it going to be persecution? Is it going to be famine? Will it be the loss of your job? Will it be the loss of a loved one? Will it be a relocation or a dislocation? Will it be the letdown of an expectation, something that you expected to happen, but it hasn't happened, and it hasn't happened in the time frame in which you have expected it? You've been praying and praying and praying, and nothing has happened, and nothing has broken through. And then you thought you were getting ready to walk into a clear season, and it's still cloudy and it's still stormy. Is that going to be enough for you to separate? Is that going to be enough for you to lose your connection? Is that going to be enough for you to draw the shades and draw the blinds and pull the covers over your head and be done with God forever? Is that what it's going to take for you to be done? Paul said, "It is written. It is written." And I need you to get this in your spirit tonight. For the sake of God, we are being killed all the day long. Just because we have this connection, we are under scrutiny. Because we have this connection, we are under warfare. Because we have this connection, we suffer persecution and we suffer through disappointment. Because we have this connection, it is because of this connection that we have accumulated all of these dark forces that throw darts continuously at us. If it's not one thing, it's another. If we get out of one situation, we're right smack dab into the middle of another situation. It is the reason why we are constantly attacked and constantly injured and constantly hurt. But Paul said, "Although we are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered, know this, that in all these things that we go through, we are more than conquerors, but not by ourselves. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You got to hear me. It is the connection that keeps you surviving. It is the connection that keeps you standing. It is the connection that keeps you formidable. It is the connection that keeps you resilient, constantly bouncing back every time you get hit and knocked up against the wall. It is the connection. Please don't think that you are so great or you are so wonderful that you can survive the things that have come to tear down your house or tear down your family or tear down your health or tear down your finances. Please don't think that you've got it all figured out. It is your connection to God that has kept you standing. It is of the Lord's mercy. Who am I talking to tonight that you have not been consumed? You have survived disappointments. You have survived stigmas. You have survived. You have come through some of the worst of life's vicissitudes. You are yet standing. You are still here. And not only are you still here, but you're in your right mind in the moments when you should have lost your mind. You are still in your right mind. Are you listening to me tonight? My God, I feel a connection in the Holy Ghost tonight to minister directly to your life. You are still here. And you want to know why? It is because of your connection to God. It is because his hand is upon your life. It is because no matter what you have gone through, you have found your way to prayer. You have postured yourself in praise. It's the connection that keeps you surviving. It's the connection that keeps you resilient. It's the connection that keeps you strong. It's the connection to God. So don't you let nothing come in between that. Don't you let nothing get in the way of that. Are you kidding me? It's my vitamin. It is what I need. It is what I need. It's my workout regimen. It is everything that I need to remain strong, to remain in the way. It is everything that I need to remain sane. It is everything that I need. It is every, my connection to God is everything to me. I want you to declare that right now with me. My connection to God is everything to me. Come on, declare that right now. Declare that right now. My connection to God is everything to me. Oh, I feel like God is up to something on this call tonight. I feel like God is reviving somebody on this call tonight. Come on, declare it once more. My connection to God is everything to me. You start thinking about everything you've gone through, everything you've suffered, all of the trials, all of the tribulations, all of the persecutions, all of the losses, all of the things that disappointed you and let you down, even the things that harmed you and injured you. You start thinking about all of that and think about how you're still here. And while you were going through some of those things, you yourself didn't even think you were going to be able to survive it. You didn't even think while you were in it, you were going to ever see the light of day again. But here you are on the other side of it. It is because of your connection to God. Your connection to God ought to be everything to you. I know mine is to me. It's everything to me. And this is what Paul is saying to us. And you will find this at Romans 8. Paul says to us tonight, just like Jeremiah caught that revelation, Paul says to us tonight, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Ain't nothing got that kind of power. Ain't nothing. I know it ain't proper grammar, but here we are tonight. My God, ain't nothing got that kind of clout with me. Nothing is going to come in between my connection to God. Nothing. That has to be your determination. That has to be your decision, your stance, your posture. Square up. And let every demon in hell know, and every living creature know, there is absolutely nothing that you can say to me, offer me, do to me. There is nothing that you can present me. There is nothing that is in existence, nothing that will ever be in existence that will be able to separate me from the love of God. I'll go through whatever I gotta go through because I am confident, I am convinced that whatever I go through, he'll work it for my good. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Whatever I go through will be worked for my good. Nothing, nothing. Don't let nothing, my God. Don't let nothing shake up your relationship, destroy, disrupt your relationship. Don't let it corrupt your relationship, your connection with God. You stay in this way. You hear what I'm saying? You stay in this way. You stay in the way of prayer. You stay in the way of the cross. You stay in the way of your convictions. You stay in the way of a godly standard. You stay in the way of holiness. Hallelujah. You stay in the way. Glory to God. And don't you let nothing, don't you let nothing interfere, nothing disrupt. Don't you let nothing interrupt. This is the word of the Lord to us. Jeremiah said, I almost got confused, almost got so mad that I let go of my calling, almost got so mad that I would refuse to use my gift again. But just when I got to the point of give up, my God, woo, he ignited me all over again. He set me ablaze all over again. Somebody ought to praise God right now. You ought to lift your voices. You ought to lift your hands and you ought to thank him. I don't know where you may be listening to this call. You might be at work. Hallelujah. I don't want you to appear crazy to everybody that's around you. But if you could just slip your hand up just a little bit and thank him. Praise God. Just when I got to the point. And see, this will only resonate with those of us who have ever been to that point. You know, there are some people who try to perpetrate the fraud and appear to everyone like they've never been there. And I don't mind telling you, my God, when I got to the point of give up, hallelujah, woo, he renewed my strength. He renewed me. Hallelujah. He replenished me. Oh, bless his name. He restored me. Oh, I've got some people on the Zoom platform that said I've been there. How many of you have been there on the conference line? Oh, can I tell you? Can I tell you? We've been there. We've been there. There's about 120 of us between the Zoom platform and our conference line. But I'm telling you tonight, although we have gotten to that point, I'm telling you, we didn't let go. God ignited us. God refined us. He restored us. And as long as you maintain that connection, you will always bounce back from the place of quit, from the place of give up, from the point of what they call no return. Oh, no, no, no. There's a return from there. Mm-hmm. He'll call and draw you back from that place. Oh, you're not far gone. You're not too far gone that you can't be reached. You believe me when I tell you, when God's hand is upon your life and when your heart is toward him, you've got to keep that heart toward him and be determined. I'm not going to let anything get in the way of my connection to God. I'm excited to pray with you tonight. I'm excited to pray for you tonight. I believe God for each and every one of you. I pray that even as we're leaving out of the month of February and entering into the month of March, isn't that unbelievable all by itself? That this time next week, we will be in the first Monday of the month of March. Isn't that amazing? We are moving swiftly throughout time. But although we are moving swiftly throughout time, there are events that are occurring. There are world events that are occurring. There are things that are happening all around us, things that would seek to disrupt and to disconnect us from God, disrupt that relationship and to distort that connection. But I want you to know we are living not just the month of February, but for the rest of our lives, we're living with the intent to keep that connection strong. That's our heart's intent. Can I also share with you tonight that not only is it our heart's intent, but listen, that's the goal. That's the goal. We're just going to maintain that relationship, going out of our way to make sure that connection is strong, that connection is vibrant, that nothing has gotten in the way of that connection. And so I'm excited that we continue our prayer partnership. I'm excited that we continue to come together and believe God. We are believing God for those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, Deborah Frazier, Amen, Rosalinda Archbold, Alicia Sam, Verna Simmons, Patricia Prelu, Latina Neely, Lorraine Williams, Rochelle Maxwell, Nyasha Cooper, Justin Mack, Diane Harsh, Tara Sorrells, Tatiana Brown, Benaya Duggins, Celeste Johnson, Latoya Nugent, Shaquana Johnson, Sandra Thompson, Patsy Rizzo, Pandora Wilson, Deborah Johnson, Chanel Kelly, Shanika Muniz, Annette West, Michelle Tarua, Ruth Aileen, Janet Durbin, Daniel Christian, CJ Reese, and Kayla Lawrence, Redonia Johnson, Martin Merced, Kikamon Rockmore, Harriet Green, Elder Bernita Robinson, Mary Silvers, Lakita M., Terry Copeland, Johnny Stafford, Barbara Hairston, Sandra Morris, Shador Williams, Dr. Shelley and Shalisa Watson, Merritt and Taj Maledi Freeman, Denise Bryant Brooks, Andre Hill, and Patricia Hill. I believe in calling the names of those who submit their prayer requests because I believe that things begin to happen and transpire when we release names in the atmosphere. We declare the word of the Lord. We declare the will of the Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Your name is holy. Your name is worthy. Your name is wonderful. You are our God. You are the reason that we live, move, and have our being. You are the one that we adore. You are the object of our affection. You are the center of our worship. You are the center point of our worship. We give adoration. We pay obeisance. We honor your name. We thank you so much for being God. Thank you for watching over us and keeping us. Thank you for how your mercies cloak us. You have dressed us in your grace and in your mercy. And for this, we say thank you, Lord. Father, we are standing here today because you have looked upon us. Because you have considered us, we are not good in and of ourselves. It is by your mercy. It is by your grace. It is by your love and your kindness. Father, this night, we thank you for the power of relationship. We thank you for the authenticity of covenant. You have cut covenant with us. And for this, we thank you. Thank you for placing your word over us, that your word is just not spoken, but your word is also action. What you say, you have every intention of doing. What you say, you have every intention of bringing to pass. We thank you because your word has been a lamp unto our feet. It has been a light unto our pathway. It has been our navigation. It has been our compass. And we thank you. We thank you that you constantly watch over your word. You watch over your word to perform it. And Father, we give you praise this night. Your spirit maketh alive. We're praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon every individual who has felt defeated, felt dormant, has felt disappointed, those who have felt stagnant, those who have even felt the shadows of death overwhelmingly and attempting to overtake them. We thank you that tonight your word and your spirit brings life, quicken the mortal body. Quicken the spirit of your people, quicken thoughts and quicken ideas and dreams, Quicken our discernment and sharpen the very same. We thank you tonight, Father, because as you are looking on us, as you are looking toward us, we are being strengthened. We are strengthened because of your eyes being affixed upon us. Father, I am praying for divine strength. Divine strength to be on your people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the voices of darkness have entered into many of our minds, causing us to believe that we cannot handle what is occurring and that we will not be able to survive what is happening. But Father, build a firewall of protection around the minds of your people. We thank you for the rings of fire that ward off every dark and diabolical force, silences and muzzles every wicked and evil plan and plot of the enemy. We declare that the reassuring, reaffirming word of the Lord be in our hearts and in our mouths. We thank you that the bitterness is now being removed from our fountain, that when we speak, we will regurgitate your word. Thank you that your word has power. It is not by power nor by might, but your spirit. Let your spirit make alive in the name of the Lord Jesus. We cancel the vocabulary and the language of defeat. We will not speak. We will not decree. We will not declare that which is not in alignment with your word. Let your word come alive. We thank you that healing is yet the children's bread. We thank you that all things that you have declared and decreed according to your word shall take shape and form in our lives. We declare and decree that we will not speak anything guile. We will not speak anything of rage or anger. For you told us that although anger is the possibility, we should not sin. Help us to bridle our tongues that we're not speaking out of turn or speaking things that would bring about derision and separation from your presence. Oh God, we declare in this next hour that we speak your word even amidst the things that seem unreachable and impossible to penetrate. We thank you that deliverance shall be the portion of the bound that are related to us, the bound that are within our vicinity and proximity. You are able to save, heal. You're able to deliver. You're able to break them through. That although it may not be in them now to pray, we are able to stand proxy as intercessors. And we intercede tonight on behalf of others. We thank you that as we pray, hallelujah, your angels will have authority and power to carry out your will in the earth. We thank you that as we pray, deliverance will occur for families and bloodlines. My God, I thank you for nucleuses coming together. I thank you that your people will no longer be separated, not only from you, but from each other. We declare the spirit of unity, for wherever unity is, there is strength by your word. Send strength to families today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you because what we ask in faith, we believe that your power is able to turn situations. We thank you that situations are turning. Turn the heart of kings in this hour. Those that are discouraged, those that are fearful, those that are worried and afraid, show them signs and show them miracles and show them wonders. Let them to know that you're right there with them. We declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that nothing shall separate us from this relationship and from this connection. You're working a wonder. Now work the wonder. And wonder worker work. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the wonder working power, power that's in your word, power that's in your blood, power that's in your will. Let your will come alive, and let your people to know that if they trust you and if they believe you and if they stand upon your word, that eyes have not seen nor ear heard, has not even entered the heart of men what you have in store for your people. Do it, Holy Ghost of God. Destroy every yoke connected to this line tonight. Break the chain. Open the prison doors. Those that have been incarcerated mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally, occupationally, residentially. Father, hear us tonight and send your power, send your spirit and make alive. We declare by faith tonight that every blocked way now open up. We thank you tonight for the victory, the victory. We speak the victory over every man, woman, boy, and girl, the victory over grandparents, victory over grandchildren, victory over those breaches that have separated families and caused people to be suffering in division. God, come on through here and work your work and bring your people together. Thank you for deliverance and power. Thank you for joy, happiness, peace of mind. Thank you for long suffering. You gonna carry us on through. That is our victory tonight. That is our confidence tonight. We are assured and we are confident that you gonna lead us and carry us on the victory. Thank you tonight that our minds will be strong. Our minds will remain sharp. We come against memory loss. We come against a displacement in the mind. We pray that you keep us lucid. Keep us, oh God. You promised to keep us in perfect peace if we kept our minds stayed on you. Work it out, God, and restore the broken. Heal and restore. Restore the broken tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those that have been in despair, those who have not known what to do, come on, Holy Ghost, and restore. We give you praise tonight. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight. We yield unto your word and will. Yes, sir, tonight. We say yes, Lord. We yield to you. Have your way in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we believe by faith that all that are connected to the call tonight are being fortified and renewed. We believe tonight that all that are connected to the call, my God, will receive a divine visitation and an impartation in the Holy Ghost. You're going to build their spirit up and you're going to cause them to walk strong. You're going to cause them to walk in wisdom. You're going to cause them to walk and not faint. Thank you tonight. And we give you glory for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I need every individual under the sound of my voice. Begin to send up a praise right where you are. Can you do it right where you are? Come on. Those of you that are on the conference line. Those of you that are on the Zoom platform. Begin to bless the Lord. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him right now. Praise him. Praise him right where you are. He has heard us. He has heard us and he will deliver. My God, and he will respond. He'll respond by fire. And we praise him tonight. We praise him for the blessed fire, the holy fire, the sacred fire, the sanctified fire. We praise God tonight. Hallelujah. He has put a fortification in our spirit. We're standing strong upon the word of God. I want you to believe God like you have never believed before. For the Lord is faithful. Oh my God, he is faithful to his promise. What he has promised, he is faithful also to perform it. He's a faithful God. You keep holding on, regardless to what you go through, no matter what it is that you face, you keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. Uphold the standard and keep high, keep held high the bloodstained banner. And keep on going in the name of the Lord. Have an amazing week. Please join us every morning, Monday through Friday. That's right. Tomorrow morning, we'll be back on 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Lord willing and say the same. I'll be leading you this week in our morning boost. Join us. This is the week to be strong. And not only this week, but every week thereafter. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. Keep your connection to God.